Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode 3 of Hard Knocks took place, and it's fair to say it was explosive. We learned a lot about the Saquon Barkley situation. We learned a lot about the Brian Burns situation, about Xavier McKinney. But the one thing I kept coming back to is this Joe Shane's team now? I'll answer that right here. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. And I have a giant issue. 3, 2, 1, go! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens, New York Giants on SI. If you're joining me on YouTube, welcome. If you're joining me via your podcast platform, whether that's Spotify, whether that's Apple, whether that's anywhere that you get your podcast from, thank you for making us a small part of your day. Go ahead and hit those subscribe buttons. Make sure that you're downloading. Make sure you're leaving comments so we know what you would like to know more about when you hear from us, whether that's reading something that I'm writing on New York Giants on SI, or listening to this podcast, or maybe any other thing that I'm doing. I always want to be able to bring you content that you are interested in. I tell you, Hard Knocks, if you were with us for the watch party, number one, thank you for being with us for the watch party. If you weren't, go back and watch what I was saying during the watch party. Go back and check out the conversation that we were having in there, because it was very interesting to see all of the moves that were being made. I think the one thing that we're getting from the Hard Knocks series at this point in the year, is we're starting to get more of the personalities that are involved behind the scenes. Because there's no actual football going on, they can't focus on the players because the players are not around. And that would probably be a little bit too expensive to send cameras everywhere to get what everyone's doing in this time. So the focus, all of the energy is on Joe Shane and his team and how they are manipulating everything that goes on. And I will tell you, for me, I think that this episode solidifies the fact that this is now Joe Shane's team. You might want to say, hey, well, Coach, what do you mean? Like, why do you think this is Joe Shane's team? I'll tell you. It's three reasons, and I'm going to go through them in line, and I want you to tell me what you think about it, right? The first being that he is fully bought into positional value. And in my opinion, that blinded him to some of the things that might have been going on in real football. So what do you mean? Well, you know, positional value is the thought process that certain positions are rated higher, so they should be paid more, they should be taken higher in a draft. And if you take another player in that place, so if you pay another player that type of money, then you're really not doing what's in the best interest of the value that comes with the position. For instance, the Detroit Lions took a running back and a linebacker in the first round last year or 2 years ago, excuse me. They took Jahmyr Gibbs, and then they took a linebacker in the first, Jack Conklin, I believe, in the first round. I might have the second one wrong, Jack Conklin, because now I'm thinking about it, it sounds like another name. Anyway, they took a linebacker, they took a running back in the first round. Everyone clowned them. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you would take these two in the first round. It's two of the worst positional value players in all of football. Except both of those guys were really, really good, right? Like, everybody thought that the number one running back in that draft was Bijan Robinson. And it turned out the number one producer in that draft was none other than Jahmyr Gibbs, right? That linebacker went on to start every game for the Lions, had a fantastic rookie year. So does it really matter that people believe that they should have taken a receiver or defensive end or a quarterback? Those are the players that people say have more positional value, right? So you can pay a higher premium for them because their value matter. They matter more to winning. But if you've watched the game, you know that there is no one player that matters more to winning than the other, right? And if there is, it's at quarterback, and quarterbacks are already paid. And if you have somebody that's generational, you're going to pay them. No one's going to even question it, right? Here's the issue with the positional value and where it came into play in my thinking about Joe Shane and how he constructs his team, right? He didn't value running back. People are going to say, well, Coach Gene, he offered Saquon Barkley a contract a year and a half ago, and Saquon didn't take it. He didn't sign it. But if you're really thinking about it, because Saquon was franchise tagged in 2013, him signing a three-year deal with Philadelphia means that he really got 4 years out of what he wanted back in that time where they only wanted to give him a three-year deal. And we don't exactly know how the money was broken up. We just know that they gave him a deal, that they offered him a deal that was somewhere around where Philly did, right? So he didn't value the running back position enough to pay it what Philadelphia values the running back position as. And quiet as kept, what a lot of other teams were lining up to pay Saquon Barkley. Philadelphia was not the only offer that he had. I don't know if y'all know that. I know that a lot of the people in the Giants media, they don't report that because that doesn't fit in with the narrative that they want coming out of the Giants facility. And unfortunately, a lot of the media people, they end up being, you know, mouthpieces for what's going on inside the building, right? That's how the relationships get known. How do you think it is that all of these things get leaked? All of this news gets leaked so quickly after it happens. We saw it on Hard Knocks, where they were announcing the terms of these deals as they were putting them in place, right? We all noted that the moment free agency hits, even before that morning, we're already starting to get reports on deals that have been agreed to in principle, right? Well, somebody's got to be telling these people that. It's the people inside, right? It's those people who have relationships with the media. They want to get their message across. It's the agents. Those guys have relationships with the media. They want to get their points across. So when you hear something and it's slanted more towards player, it probably came from the agent. When you hear stuff and it's slanted more towards team, it probably came from inside the organization. And all of the stuff that we've heard coming out of the Giants or about the Giants have been slanted towards team, which tells me a lot of people talking inside those walls, right? So that's the first thing. The positional value wasn't there with running back for Shane. It wasn't there with safety for Shane. So if we're talking about places where we don't see value in the position or where there are people that don't see value in a position, running back is number one. Middle linebacker is one. Free safety is one. Or safety in general is one. So I want y'all to think about what's happened in Joe Shane's time here. He got rid of Julian Love, which was a safety that was drafted by the Giants with not a high draft pick, not a crazy high draft pick, and Xavier McKinney, who was drafted by the Giants with a second day pick. Both of those homegrown talents got to free agency and they weren't brought back. They didn't want to match those offers, or they didn't want to extend an offer to them that would be attractive enough to make them want to stay. Right? We saw that they were floored when they saw Xavier McKinney's contract. I'll talk about that in a minute. We also saw that they did not value elite backup quarterback. They did not value the backup quarterback to the level that some organizations value a backup quarterback, because they were unwilling to pay Tyrod Taylor $1 million more than they had already thought that he might come in. I think that they had something on the table that was even lower than that. And he was probably caught off guard when he saw that Saquon Barkley got that. But had no problem stroking the check to give Daniel Jones $40 million a year. Had a smile on his face. He had a smile on his face when they got Brian Burns for $150 million, right? So if we're looking at how all of this plays out, those are the positions that are valued high. Who did Joe Shane pay? He paid the left tackle. He paid the defensive tackle. He paid a defensive end. He paid a quarterback. If we're being honest about it, the contract that Bobby Okereke got is not an elite level linebacker contract. It's not the $100 million that other interior linebackers have received. That's why he signed them. That's why Okereke was the pick and not maybe somebody else, because it fit into the money manager that it is Joe Shane. So that's the first thing. He clearly has said, you know what, positional value matters to me more than whether or not a player is good, whether or not he is one of us. Positional value matters, and we'll say goodbye to these guys who have been linchpins or people who are in the program, who've come through our program, who've come through our organization we'll let these people go just because we're not willing to pay them. Meanwhile, we'll pay somebody else.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The second thing that I think tells me that this is clearly Joe Shane's team is his ability to shape his argument. He is a master at shaping the argument to make his side convincing, right? Because again, we're watching him operate. This is the Joe Shane show. This should be called Hard Knocks with the GM of the New York Giants. It shouldn't be called Hard Knocks, whatever they're calling it. It should be called Hard Knocks with the GM of the Giants. And I love it, by the way. This is great theater, right? Because it's real. But he has mastered shaping the argument to make his side convincing. How? Throughout the first two episodes, all we heard about Saquon Barkley was the negatives. We heard about his injuries. We heard about him being 27 years old. Right? That's all we heard about from Saquon Barkley. Why did we hear that? We heard that because he wanted to establish the fact that if they don't re-sign him, it's because he's old and possibly washed up. Like the best days of his career are behind him. So we have to feed that narrative early. And then late, the way in which he started talking about the contracts. Oh, so this gets it done. No, that's not what the agent is saying, but you don't hear the agent on the other side. Then he goes, well, you know, I asked him if this gets it done, and he was iffy on it. He's letting the owner know. He's setting the owner up because he knows at that point Saquon's going to get more money on the market. At that point, he had done his due diligence by then. He didn't do it before he started like beating his chest, right? Because he tried to make all of us or all the people around him, because, you know, he knows the cameras are there, but then also he's talking to his people. He tried to get us all to swallow that Saquon Barkley was a $7 million a year running back. That was his value. That's what he should pay. He didn't want to embarrass or disrespect. I think he air quoted. He didn't want to disrespect Saquon Barkley by offering him $7 million. Well, cool, because he then went out and got double of that, actually over double of that. But that was one of the ways. There was other ways, though. It wasn't just that, right? He described Barkley as old and used how much they're paying Jones as justification to not pay Barkley. Well, why would we have a $40 million quarterback handing it off to a $12 million running back? Again, lowballing him on the number he should be getting, but also saying, hey, we spent the money on the quarterback to let the quarterback do his job. So now we're not going to worry about the running back because we're planning on throwing it. That's what you have to take from that. That didn't stop though, right? He brought up injuries as a reason why they shouldn't pay Tyrod, which I thought was interesting because Tyrod's the backup, right? But he never mentioned injuries. Nobody ever said anything about injuries, or injuries didn't stop them from paying Daniel Jones $40 million a year. And shout out to Patricia Traina, our editor, our leader over at New York Giants on SI, because she always says, well, it's not really $40 million because she's doing the whole thing. But every time we hear these people in the front office talk, all they talk about is APY. That's average per year. They have not said anything other than APY. So as much as we know that they're going to manipulate the numbers to do what they do, these people on the inside, they think about things in an average per year basis. And I'm telling you, they said, hey, we're not going to pay arguably the best backup in the game $12 million, but we'll let the guys who have a better starting quarterback than we do pay it. He goes from New York to New York. He didn't even have to move. He didn't even have to, like, figure out a new commute. Everything stays the same. How do you let that happen? It's because you don't value giving money to the backup quarterback. So what do? They go get a guy who is prone to turn the ball over, who was overvalued to start with, and then now comes in a guy, Drew Lock, at $5 million, and they save themselves $6, $7 million from not having to pay Tyrod. But using the argument that injuries play a role in it, without using that logic when it came to Daniel Jones, who had been oft injured throughout his career, it says that you're on demon time. It says that you're fudging a little bit, right? You're saying things to make it sound good for you or for your situation or for your angle. That's what you're doing. You're saying things in a way that makes it sound good for you. Another way, when they started talking about Xavier McKinney's contract, and again, I'm not making all of this up, all of this happens on episode 3 of Hard Knocks. So if you haven't seen episode 3 of Hard Knocks, go watch it. And then watch it with our watch party so you can hear as I'm responding to this in real time. Another thing he says is Xavier McKinney's contract, right? He was surprised. He was shocked. I said earlier they were shocked by how much money Xavier McKinney received. He went as far as to say, like, he was counting up the numbers. He's like, so that makes him like the second highest safety in the league? Now, why would you say something with that level of voice inflection? is to make it seem as if you're surprised that anybody would give him that much money. That's like me saying, oh, you're going out with him? That's your boyfriend? Oh, that's your girlfriend? Oh, that's your car? When a voice elevates when you're saying something, it means you're trying to emphasize the fact that that ain't right. That ain't right. And what he's trying to set up is, hey, they overpaid for him. We wouldn't have given him that much money because he's not worth that much money. He's not worth being the second. He's not worth being the number two. The second highest paid safety in the NFL. He's not worth that. We would not have given him that. That's essentially what they're saying when they say stuff, or what he's saying when he says it like that. Like, it makes it seem as if the Packers overpaid for Xavier McKinney, when in reality, they didn't. We've seen much higher contracts for safeties. But if I can shape the narrative, right? If I can shape the narrative, if I can make it sound or make it feel the way I want it to feel, then I can run the plays the way I want to run the plays. That brings me to my third and final point. This looks like a collective effort, right? Everything they're doing looks like a collective effort in this front office. However, have y'all noticed that nobody else's opinions is actually being like taken? Nobody else's suggestions are being taken? Coach, what do you mean? I'm glad you asked. Mara made it pretty clear that he really wanted Saquon Barkley back. He made that clear. I am of the belief that if Joe Shane had went to Mara with the final offer that Saquon's agent came back to him, the one that he flat out just said, we're not doing. If he had gone to Mara and said, hey, this is what it's going to take to sign Barkley, Mara pays that money. And Saquon Barkley is still a Giant. You want to know why? Because on the broadcast, on Hard Knocks, Mara talks about the fact that Saquon is the most popular player on the team. We have to remember that football is not just about competition. It's a business. And it's really hard to get rid of your most popular player, of your most beloved player, of your best player. Or at least if he's not your best player, because you want to say that Okereke is the best, or Andrew Thomas is the best, or Dexter Lawrence is the best. Okay, I'm here for you, right? He's the best offensive weapon you have on the field. At minimum, he's the best offensive player you have. Mara knows that. He also knows business because he's a billionaire. And he knows business, and he's saying, hey, I would really not like to lose this guy. Okay, cool. Doesn't even consider that. Walks right through what that dude's saying, and bye-bye, Barkley. Right? Cool. He tells, or he's talking to Brian Daboll about the quarterback situation. Brian Daboll says, I want Tyrod Taylor back because I want the same quarterback room as last year. Joe Shane's response, for now, which means No. We're not signing Tyrod Taylor back for that kind of money. We're not giving you what you want. Joe Shane is listening to the input from the owner and then listened to the input from the coach and did something completely different than what they wanted done. He was running the play on Devin Singletary from the beginning. So when everything came down, right, and Saquon was gone, after his entire staff had sat there and sung the praises of Saquon Barkley, talked about, hey, what are we going to do if we don't have this guy? Talked about the fact that they needed to try to re-sign him, that they weren't thinking about the age. They might have said, hey, we know he's 27, but he still got this, and he's still doing that, and he still can do this, and he can still do that. And Joe Shane sat there and looked intently and shook his head and like he was really interested. I know if you're listening to this, you don't see what I'm doing, but I've got my head, my hands on my face, right over my mouth, so that you can't see that I'm giving that little smirk of, you must be out your mind. We ain't paying this dude. They let him talk. He lets them feel like they're a part of the, then he starts, right? He makes them feel a part of the decision-making. And then he starts to plant the seeds of why it wouldn't be a good idea to bring him back, right? So now he's doing the shaping of the argument to manipulate those people to think like he thinks. But he wants to make everybody feel good and make everyone feel as if their opinion is valued, when in reality, there was no value for your opinion, buddy. I just wanted to hear if you were on my side or not. And if you're not, I just want to give you some things to help you be on my side, or at least for you to regurgitate when we don't do the thing that you want me to do. And so now I ask the question. Is this Joe Shane's team? And the answer is yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the point in the proceedings where everything that happens to this team or everything that this team does can get laid at the feet of Joe Shane. I'm going to tell you, that comes with accountability for when you fail. But the thing that I like more than that is it comes with the accolades and the praise when you succeed. Because now it's not David Gettleman's players, right? The only two players of note on this team that Dave Gettleman drafted is your left tackle and your D tackle. And guess what Joe Shane did? Locked them up to longer term deals, then hit the restructuring to make them more team friendly deals. So he'll get credit for re-signing those dudes and having those dudes be centerpieces to the two most important places on the field, the offense and defensive line. He'll get the bump for that. And if they have an 8-win season, that's a success. And Joe Shane should be able to be patted on the back from it. If they make the playoffs, that's a success. And you'll hear me go, hey, all praise goes to Joe Shane. Everything that he did, everything that he crafted, everything that he manipulated, it worked. And that's exciting. That's exciting. Because if I was in Joe Shane's place, I'm doing it the way that I want to do it. So that whenever I'm no longer in that position, I can look back on it and go, you know what? I went down doing it the way that I felt was best. And I can sleep at night doing that. As a coach, I do that all the time. These decisions that I make, whether they work or whether they don't work, I can live with them because I did them the way that I wanted it to be done. I didn't do it the way somebody else wanted me to do it. And now in the back of my mind, I'm going, oh, I should have just did this other thing instead of doing that. I should have trusted my instincts. Nope. If it fails, I go, I trusted my instincts. I just didn't get it done. Now I can go back to the drawing board and fix some things up for the next run that I have. And that's what Joe Shane has now done. He set himself up where he is going to be blamed if this team is not good. But he's also going to get all of the praise if this team is great. And I love that for him. Be willing to stand on business. Let them other people suggest that stuff. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then open the door and stand on business. It's a fantastic thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to episode 4 because they're going to start digging more into the draft. And there was some tasty, you know, teasers on for next week. I'm looking forward to joining you all again tomorrow for another edition of the podcast. We'll be back. We'll have guests all week. I'll be joined tomorrow by Big Dash Knows. You're not going to want to miss that interview as we have a nice little conversation. And then on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, I've got lined up Authentic. So from Authentic in the Beard, make sure that you go and check that out. That'll be on Friday. But until then, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.